I'm Nick Spitzer. You're listening to Shortcuts from American Roots, a sneak peek at our upcoming show. To hear the full program, join me at AmericanRoots.org. This holiday weekend, we have live music from the French Quarter Festival as a soundtrack for a break from work. In New Orleans, there's long been a link between the work of building artisans and music. Johnny St. Cyr was a banjo player in Louis Armstrong's band. The late trumpeter Lionel Ferbos was a tinsmith. Mardi Gras Indian Chief Duty Montana was a lather. R&B piano player Eddie Bowe was a carpenter. In 2002, the New Orleans Museum of Art presented Raised to the Trade, an exhibition of Creole building arts based on research by the Urban Studies Program at the University of New Orleans. Among the many people interviewed was the late Earl Barthes. Mr. Barthes would go on to receive a National Endowment for the Arts Heritage Award in 2005 and appear posthumously in a recent PBS film, Good Work.
I'm Nick Spitzer. This is American Roots for Labor Day weekend. In addition to music, our New Orleans home is a city noted for its buildings and the work that goes into them. Nearly three centuries of workmen have built and maintained this beautiful historic landscape of Creole cottages, antebellum mansions, lacy ironwork, and ornamental brick and plaster. Master plasterer Earl Barthes says that the talents of New Orleans craftsmen are known across the nation.
Well, if you travel in America plastering like I did when I was a young man, if you said you was from New Orleans, you can bet you got a job. Anywhere you went, because they were known for their articulate craftsmanship.
Barthes grew up in New Orleans as part of a rich tradition of Creole craftsmen.
99% of the plasterers in New Orleans or in Louisiana was Creoles of color. For your audience who don't understand Creoles of color, that's a mixture of white and Negro blood or Haitian blood. That's what you call a Creole of color.
There are plasterers in Barthes' family dating back a century and a half, starting in Nice, France, through Haiti, and then to New Orleans. Conversations with Earl Barthes inevitably contain recollections of his storied lineage and their talents.
Peter was a very good plasterer. He was very good. He had a son by the name of Alexon. He was a super plasterer, carpenter, plumber. He had the gift of all gifts. That was Alexon. And it is said that he was even greater than Peter or Leon. And Alexon had four sons, Paul, Louis, Henry, and Alvin. And they say that Alvin was just as good as Alexon, or Alexander, they called him Alec.
Earl's ancestor Peter connected the Barthes family with plasterers nationwide through his work in organized labor.
And then around the turn of the century, that's when Peter organized the Plasterers Union, Local 93. And they had this broadcast go out around America. I'm sure there's plasters who would remember Plasterers Union Local 93. As we're getting ready now, we'll celebrate 100 years next year. Nick, it's a strange thing about plasters. There's an old saying that plasters never die. 80 and 90 is nothing for a plasterer to live.
Building craftsmen have noticed, says Barthes, that New Orleans musicians often make good plasterers. It gives their work an artistic touch. Earl Barthes loves Ray Charles, Dinah Washington, Fats Domino, and more.
I even play opera in my office when I'm working, and guess what I listen to, and you can guess why. Carmen. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's the beat. It's a plastering beat.
For American Roots Shortcuts, I'm Nick Spitzer. To hear more, join me Saturdays at 5 and Sundays at 6 on WWNO, or listen at AmericanRoots.org.